Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
BlogTalkRadio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Oh boy. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this sweltering evening. Okay, everybody, welcome. Everyone on yet another sweltering summer day in America. Shout out to Ronald McCready for joining me today. Thank you so much, my brother. It's July 9th, 2020. And what a year. 2020 has been, or is turning out to be, some historic events taking place, and we will have lots of stories to tell our grandchildren about this year and what took place. Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com, WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Florida, the number one station, the number one talk radio station down in Tampa Bay. Yes, I am there, as well as all the other places, California, KCAA Radio, NBC News Radio Station, we're on there too. So thank you everybody for joining me. 2,000 viewers for the Ron Kelly Show last week. 2,000 viewers is it is believable because, you know. But 2,000 viewers to the Ron Kelly Show last week. Thank you to all the folks who follow me on Facebook. Thanks so much, guys, or nearly 5,000 folks are following the Ron Kelly Show. And it means a lot to me, so I want to thank you all for joining me. Thank you all for indulging in my nonsense every Thursday evening. And if it's Thursday, you know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Along with, and also we're on YouTube channel. It's the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Every Thursday, and you can go to the YouTube channel, and you can check me out there. And also, you can go to the archives, Ron Kelly Show archives, are located at blogtalkradio.com. You just go the Ron Kelly Show, of course, blogtalkradio.com/ Ron Kelly Show, and you can check me out in my archives. There's a couple of hundred shows there. That I've been doing this for a minute. So there's a lot of shows there. So if you missed anything, you can definitely go there. It's blogtalkradio.com/ Ron Kelly Show. Okay. So if you're here, if you're still here, you thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for for allowing me to avoid the virus thus far and remain healthy and working every day throughout this pandemic. Millions of Americans are hurting right now. Millions of Americans are unemployed, not just poor people. There are folks who were middle-class people who are also going through it, and they find themselves in an unfamiliar situation where they're going to, where they have to go to food banks and food lines. And, you know, for a lot of people, they're like, you know, this is something like that's brand new to them. But yeah, so we pray for everybody. We pray that there will be a cure, or at least a treatment, if not a cure, coming up very soon. Okay, everybody, welcome. Thank you again. 2,000 people viewed the Ron Kelly Show last week, and it's just been climbing. 1,500, 1,700, now 2,000, and more than 2,000, actually. So I want to thank everybody for indulging me every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com. All right, coming up tonight in the program, I will talk about what the Supreme Court ruling means for Mr. Trump. The walls are closing in on the walls are literally closing in on Donald Trump. And there's going to be some blockbuster details, some blockbuster details in those tax returns. And that's the reason why Donald Trump didn't want anybody to see his tax returns. We're all going to find out. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. is very happy that he's going to be able to subpoena those records. And all of the things that people are saying about Trump are probably going to come out to be true. There's some Russia interaction. There's a lot in those tax returns. And those tax returns are going to seal the president's fate in the upcoming elections in November. So who's excited about, if you're excited about Joe Biden, raise your hand. You know what? I can't raise my hand because I'm not excited about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is turning out to be just the lesser of the two evils, actually. I think he's got to come out and he's got to do more. We'll talk about that. We'll get to all of that stuff tonight on the Ron Kelly Show. And also, you know, we talk about Black Lives Matter, and, you know, there are some the killings that have taken place in the Black community. Yeah, I don't want to say Black on Black crime, but the killings that have taken place in the Black community have been, there's a story about a Chicago man who's charged with first degree murder after a 23-month, it says right here, a charged with murder, first-degree murder, after a 23-month-old boy was beat to death on Tuesday. This is a Black man who beat to death a 23-month-old baby. Police responded to the 4200 block of South Calumet Avenue around 12 p.m. This is on Tuesday. Michael Robinson allegedly punched the toddler multiple times in the face. The boy, identified as Antoine Gaydon, was transported to Comer's Children's Hospital, where he's pronounced dead. You know, so we talk about Black Lives Matter, and there's a lot of crime going on in the Black community in regards to, we have a 3-year-old, we have a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 14-year-old. Right here in the New York City metropolitan area, a 17-year-old who was headed to St. John's University, who was a basketball star, who was headed to St. John's University, 17 years old, who was shot. And see, and I speak to a lot of people, and somebody tried to suggest that maybe, you know, white folks are going into the Black community and killing people. No, that's not it. That's not it. And I think that this is taken away from the Black Lives Matter a movement when you have so many Black people who are being killed by other Black people and nobody's really saying anything, you know. So we'll get to all of that. We'll talk a little bit more about the Trump nonsense, and you know, we got a lot going on today. So everybody sit back, relax, and get ready for yours truly, Ron Kelly. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right, two of Donald Trump's, and this is important, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important what happened today with the Supreme Court. Because this, I believe, is the third time that the Supreme Court with two of Donald Trump's handpicked justices have voted against him. They voted against him in the DACA, where the kids of kids who were brought here as children by illegal aliens, and Trump tried to get them put out. The Supreme Court said no. They tried to do something with Mississippi. They threw Mississippi tried to do an end around on Roe v. Wade, and the Mississippi legislature was rejected by the Supreme Court because they tried to make it tougher for abortion doctors to perform adult abortions, and the Supreme Court said no. And now here we go with this, Donald Trump's tax returns, which is a blockbuster development today. Because what's going to happen now is that the wool will be pulled off the president. And, we're going to see what's in those. We're going to see what's in those tax returns. All right, everybody, it's like 99 degrees outside. Shout out to Lamont Gates who's watching the program. Lamont Gates, Real Spiritual Talk. You can check him out on blogtalkradio.com. So check him out. Real Spiritual Talk. Okay. But right now, it's my turn. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so what happened today was monumental. That Donald Trump is finally going to have to own up to those tax returns. And, there's a lot of information in those tax returns that's going to sink the president's boat. I'm 100% sure there's some stuff in there that's going to be earth-shattering. It's going to take over the news cycle, just like the Black Lives Matter movement did with the protests. And you see how, because what happened with the COVID-19 got pushed to the back when the Black Lives Matter movement started. And now Donald Trump and those tax returns, once the Manhattan DA gets his hands on them and starts peeling back the layers of nonsense, we're going to find out a lot about Donald Trump and some of the things that he has done behind the scenes. So we'll get to that as well. It's monumental. I mean, a lot of people are like, whatever. But this is going to be monumental. This was earth-shattering news today that the Supreme Court has rejected Donald Trump's attempts to keep those tax returns hidden. So, wow. News people like me, newsies like me, I'm all into this stuff with Donald Trump, situation. So it's going to be, this is going to be crazy. All right, everybody, it's a couple of minutes past the hour. And you're listening to me, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 15 minutes past the hour. 99 degrees outside, hot. And I wanted to do a show outside. I don't know if I could sit out there for an hour, and do a radio show. It takes a lot of energy to do this type of work. Lamont Gates can tell you that. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of energy to do this work, do this work. So, yeah, so we got a lot going on. The Black Lives Matter movement is going on. It has been monumental, the things that have taken place, due to the death of George Floyd and, the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, who have had that name for many, many years, are being forced to look at changing their name. The Cleveland Indians may have to change their name. And so there's a lot of things that are going on with the Black Lives Matter movement, but you can't change history, And me, I'm not really impressed with these name changes and taking down the statues and all the other stuff that's going on. I'm not impressed by that. I think that, you can't change history. And the history is what it is. Black folks were slaves a couple of hundred years ago. Black folks were slaves. I mean, we're not going to be able to get no removal of a statue, no change of a football team's name is going to change the fact that Black folks were slaves, free labor for hundreds of years. So when you talk about reparations, I mean, how much would, you know, would suffice in regards to reparations? I mean, how much, you know, in today's dollars, how much money would be, how much money would be reasonable to repay? Or is there even an amount? Is there enough money to make up for what happened to Black folks, the killings and the rapes and the, you know, and all the just the total disrespect, the denial of education, the denial of freedom, all of these things that took place, the hangings and all of the stuff that took place that Black folks had to go through back in the day. Is there a dollar amount that's going to be, you know, is there a dollar amount that's going to be sufficient for us to, for Black folks to be repaid for the total disrespect and all the other things that took place in the Black community? Well, there wasn't a Black community years ago. I mean, with the Tulsa, with the Greenwood, with the killing of Black folks who had their own community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, years ago. It used to call it the Black Wall Street, where Black folks had, they did commerce with each other. Nothing like today. Nothing like today. But there were like 35 blocks of Black people who had, 35 blocks of Black folks who had their own businesses, who did commerce with each other, who were living well 100 years ago. And there's no amount, I don't believe, that could pay back for that. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says no amount, but I picture it would look more like making them tax exempt in some way, like Native Americans. Thank you for that, Lamont. And, you know, there has been a lot of talk about there being a setting up a section of the country just for Black people. And I have to tell you that I don't know if I'd want to live there. You know, I don't know if I want to live like on a reservation like the Indians are doing now. I don't think that that's not going to work for me, for this individual. And I'm only one person, so I can't make decisions for everybody. But, you know, I've heard a lot of talk over the years, you know, doing this radio show, doing research, that people are asking, people were asking for a section of the United States of America, just like the Indians have, like out west, where like a reservation where only Black, where Black people control the land, they control everything. And, you know, I just don't know if I'd want to live under those circumstances. Lamont Gates says that already exists in parts of Chicago. Yeah, Chicago, you know, is off the chain. You know, we had the Black Lives Matter movement, and, you know, and I'm not trying to, my YouTube is off the grid right now, everybody. So anybody who's trying to tune into the Ron Kelly Show on YouTube, you're not going to get me. But Chicago is just completely off the meter right now. People are getting killed left and right, you know, and it's just absolutely crazy right now what's going on in Chicago. Hey, boo, that's my boo right there. K doing her yo, that's my boo. How you doing, boo? Hope everything is well with you. Boy, it is like, you see, look at my, I'm like sweating like crazy. The weather is just, but you know what, I'm not going to complain because I'd rather take this than at 20 degrees below zero. Okay, everybody, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a quick break. I should have had some water sitting right here, but you know what? I drank it already. So I'm going to take a quick break. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you to the 2,000 plus people who watched the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook Live. Thank you so much, everybody. I can't tell you how much it means to me. In any case, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Show, and it's on blossomradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Remember that, the Human League? Remember that? I'm only human. Oh, I used to love that song back from the 80s. Wow. Human League, I'm only human. And yes, we are only human, everybody. And so am I. Well, superhuman. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blossomradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com on a sweltering, man, you know, the beach would be really nice. I should be running through the water right now, swimming and, you know, near the shore because I don't appreciate the sharks. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me, everybody. I just can't. I'm just overwhelmed. The 2,000 people watched the Ron Kelly Show last week. 2,000. Wow. Thank you so much, everybody, for participating in Ron Kelly Show nonsense. Okay. Shout out to Kay doing her yo. A Boo, who says, hey, you would think with all this crap going on during the pandemic, these fools would do something right for a change, put the guns down, vote a show to get themselves together. So, yeah, you know, yeah, because it's, you know, the whole thing is being, I mean, the Black Lives Matter movement is being hurt by all of this. And, see, and white folks are like, well, the Black Lives Matter, why, you know, what's going on with y'all? I mean, why, if Black Lives Matter so much, why are Black people continuing to kill each other, you know, because there are some people who are saying that, some people who are saying that we are, there's Black people there who are, that there's Black folks, or white folks, I should say, who are going into the Black community and killing Black, no. Mm-mm. Right here, you know, close by, because Ron Kelly Show originates from, The Ron Kelly Show originates from Montclair, New Jersey. It was just a stone's throw away from Paterson, New Jersey. And Paterson, you know, there were four people who were killed. There's a total of seven people who were shot in the city of Paterson, New Jersey, just a couple of days ago. Four dead. Three wounded, and, you know, there are a couple other, there's a, you know, one of those people, from what I understand, is in critical condition. Hopefully they're, you know, there's going to be an update on their condition. You know, God be with them. But yeah, four black folks killed in the city of Paterson. And that's just Paterson, New Jersey. You know, Chicago, over the 4th of July weekend, there were like 70 people who got shot. 70 people. Shout out to Kate Joy and her yoga that says that's why they don't respect. See, this is the whole thing. Now, this doesn't give them the right to come after us. It doesn't give them the right to do any of the heinous things that they do. But 70-plus people were shot in Chicago. You know, this is just Chicago. This isn't anywhere else in the country. Newark, New Jersey, you know, the urban centers where black folks are getting killed. A record number. New York City, the shootings are up 200% since what they did was they since they took the, there were 600 people in the anti-crime unit in the city of New York, and those people were that anti-crime unit was eliminated. You know, now you can say what you want about the police. I was talking to a police officer last night, a friend of mine that I know who's a police officer right here in Montclair, New Jersey, who was horrified by what happened with George Floyd. There were a lot of police officers. There's still a lot of good police officers out there. So when you see the cops, you know, they're not all bad. The police officers are not all bad. And, you know, imagine a society without them. You know, and any of you watch The Purge? I mean, is that the kind of life you want to live? No. I mean, we need police officers, but again, the police officers need to be repurposed, and they need to be, see, because having the police, they can't respond to everything. We can't have the police respond to everything, because there are situations where it's just not appropriate for police officers to respond. It's just not appropriate. So especially for example, with cases of people who are mentally ill. Now, you don't want to have police officers responding to the mentally ill, because all they know is if the person comes after them, they're going to shoot them, and that may not be the right response. So, as I said this last week, for police officers, there should be mental health people who should be accompanying the police and let these mental health professionals talk the crazy, well, I don't want to use the word crazy, but talk the mentally ill down. You know, that's what should be happening. Anyway, halfway through already, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. My YouTube channel is going crazy right now, so I don't know if I'm even viewable on YouTube right now, but there are some other shows there that you can partake of, you know, at your leisure. So, yeah, so there's so many killings going on. Newark, New Jersey, two people were killed just the other day. And I'm not talking about young people. The one girl was 36, and the gentleman was 47 or something like that, killed. A baby, a three-year-old baby. I mean, come on. A three-year-old baby in its car seat. A man pulls up next to the car and opens up on it. And there's a three-year-old baby in the back of the car, in the backseat of the car, who is shot in the head, killed by another black person. I just saw a video of a young man in Brooklyn just the other day who was walking holding his daughter's hand. He was about to cross the street, and there was a car to his left, so he waved the car past, and the guy was like, no, go ahead. And as the man went ahead, the person in the car sticks a gun out the window and killed the brother. I think he was around 20, 26. He wasn't quite 30 yet. Killed by another black person. So, you know, in my opinion, it takes away from the movement when you have black folks who are just killing other black folks, and then nobody's saying nothing. You don't see Reverend Al, you don't hear Reverend Jesse Jackson, you don't, and the Black Lives Matter movement doesn't even really say anything about this, you know. So it's almost like we just, like, you know, it's just, it's like we just, oh, we just accept it, like this is what's going to happen in the black community. So lots of black people are being killed by other black people. I don't want to use the term black on black crime, but lots of black people being killed by other black people, and it's just not right. It's not right that nobody is saying anything. It's just not right. Anyway, everybody, it's 5:30. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So yeah, we got this situation now, and I know a lot of y'all see what's going on here with the black folks being killed by other black folks, and just nobody's just saying anything. It's like, you know, oh well, what can we do? And it, again, it takes away from the movement, because we are, if Black Lives Matter, we want Black Lives Matter, we want Black Lives to matter to other people, but what about us? Why don't Black Lives matter to us? Okay, who's that sweltering? Is, yeah, I'm like, oh man, like my hair is even acting funny. Anyway, everybody, it's 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You are listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. So yeah, so now we got this thing with Trump, and I see this is important now. This is important, you know. Because everybody is still waiting to see, let me switch gears here, everybody is still waiting to see who the Democratic vice presidential Democratic nominee is going to be. I say Kamala Harris is going to be, I think she's the favorite right now, Kamala Harris. Okay, let's talk about something that happened a few, yeah, you guys, you know, if you don't like what I'm talking about, you can always make a suggestion. I'll be willing to talk about it if you're on my Facebook live feed. You can just toss your question in there, or toss the whatever it is you want to talk about in there, and I will definitely engage you, because I don't always have, you know, I most times I'm good with picking subjects, but sometimes I miss the boat. So now I don't understand. Kay doing her York says, let's talk about that. Is that lynching? Yeah, okay. I believe what she meant was lynching. And you know, so this is what's happening lately. Now, black folks are being found hung from trees. You know, as a matter of fact, right here in New Jersey, a young black man who exposed pedophiles was hung. That was one of the things that he was involved in, exposing pedophiles. And this young black man was found hanging from a tree. Now, you know, we all know that black folks don't commit suicide. We know that. No, it's all right, Kay doing it. It's all right, boo. That's all right, boo. Black people don't commit. Black people, I would say black folks don't commit suicide, but black people are not, you know, we've been through so much that we can take just about anything. Now, this man, Robert Fuller, for example, was found hanging from a tree. They're saying it's been confirmed as a suicide. Now, Robert Fuller, to take a page out of the news, Robert Fuller was a 24-year-old black man who was found hanging from a tree, or was confirmed to be suicide. Now, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says that there was no signs of a struggle or defensive wounds upon discovering Robert Fuller's body June 10th in a park near City Hall in Palmdale, California. He also said that the rope and the fabric tied to the tree branches were only accessible from a position in the tree, which he said suggested that Fuller had not been hoisted up there. There were no signs that Fuller attempted to remove the ligature from his neck. There were some instances, according to the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, there were some instances of prior mental health struggles, including one in 2017, when in a hospital in Arizona diagnosed Robert Fuller with having auditory hallucinations and claimed that he wanted to put a gun to his head. This is what they're saying about this brother, Robert Fuller. Now, a year before that, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says that Robert Fuller admitted himself to a California hospital saying he heard voices telling him to kill himself. Now, the family of this young man says that they want, they're looking for an independent investigation. And the family was enraged that the Sheriff's Department immediately declared his death a suicide without a investigation. Now, for African Americans in America, hanging from a tree is a lynching. Why was this cavalierly dismissed as a suicide and not investigated as a murder? The attorney of the family of Robert Fuller, who goes by the name of Jamon R. Hicks, has said. So, yeah, there's situation after situation where Black folks are being found hung from trees. Now, I mean, you know, black folks don't normally commit suicide. Black folks don't commit or are not known to commit suicide. You know, matter of fact, I just want to pull up the rate of the black suicide rate here in the United States of America. The rate of suicide by race and ethnicity for the last 11 years, the lowest black folks, it was under five per 100,000 people. You know, white was all the way up to 13%. Native Americans, Alaskans were up to like 19%. In any case, black folks were the lowest folks who would commit suicide. Okay, doing her York says, I don't believe this, we won't hang ourselves. Yeah, exactly. Now, they did say that the only place where you could, the only evidence of anybody putting the rope up there was from the tree. Rope and fabric tied to the tree branches were only accessible from a position in the tree. I mean, come on, you know. So, but this is very suspect. That people are saying that we're finding black folks hung in trees. I mean, that was the thing that was done to black folks back in the day. That's, again, like I said last week, they would get together and they would go to the town square and everybody would bring their picnic baskets. You know, we're going to hang a nigger today. Okay, well, let me get my basket, you know. And they would go and they would watch black people get killed and being hung in trees. So, no, I came to New York. I definitely concur. I don't believe that black folks, young black folks, are climbing trees and hanging themselves. I mean, if they're going to commit suicide, I think a black person would not choose hanging as a way to commit suicide. There's a lot of other different ways. So I don't believe that either. There needs to be an investigation. There needs to be an investigation of all these hangings to see exactly what happened. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the program. Talk a little bit about Trump. And what's going on with him? It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Anyway, you know, I play music so I could do my nonsense back here, whatever you want to call it, where I have to make some adjustments because it's a one-man show. Anyway, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Living it up, Ja Rule, you know what's good. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. I'm not going to do a music show. I'll leave that up to my buddy Keith Hall, who does University 80s every Tuesday night. I believe it's 9 p.m., to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 10 to midnight, I believe it's, it's 8 to 10. Anyway, Keith Hall, University 80s, 8 to 10, I believe it is, Eastern Standard Time. And my old station, the Fishbowl Radio Network, you can check him out every Tuesday night when he slams it down for you. So I'll leave the music to Keith and some of the other people. Anyway, everybody, it's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, 15 minutes before the hour. And man, the blockbuster, you see, because a lot of people, they're like, you know, see, a lot of folks are like, you know, hold on a second. Let me see. Let me go to Kay doing her York, who says, this is one that happened on the 4th. Was there a hanging on the 4th? Let me see. Sometimes I have to pull this stuff up. That's why I sit in front of the, that's why I sit in front of a in front of three computers, a desktop, my iPad, and I also have the portable one, you know what they call them.
We'll be back with more of the Ron.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, lost the thing for a second. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So, for most people with the Donald Trump, you know, a lot of us don't even pay attention to Trump and Trump nonsense. But this ruling by the Supreme Court was a blockbuster because, you know, Donald Trump, he has two people, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch and Mr. Kavanaugh, who were Trump appointees. And they voted against him. This is the third time that they voted against the president. But this one could be earth-shattering. I'm telling you, there's some stuff in those tax returns that's going to blow everybody away. And a lot of it is things that we probably already know. You know, the Russia thing, Ukraine. He's not as rich as he says he is. All of this stuff is going to come out. The president doesn't have any clothes right now. So this is going to be spectacular. I know if a lot of y'all just, you know, a lot of y'all know, Trump has been like John Gotti. I think Trump lived in New York too long because he's a lot like John Gotti, and he runs the government like a and Donald Trump runs the government like a mob family, you know. Instead of killing people, he just fires them. And, you know, this is going to be spectacular. Shout out to Ronald McCready, my fourth grade classmate. God, I can't even remember that. Says it's about time he has to know that he's not above the law. See, Trump has operated like he is above the law. So this is going to, I mean, he was already circling the bowl, so to speak, as far as his reelection hopes are with COVID-19 and the economy's all jacked. You know, his poor response to COVID, the holding rallies in places where they have outbreaks, and then there's an outbreak a couple of weeks later. I mean, he's just ignoring the COVID-19 situation. So he was already circling the bowl, but now, when this stuff comes out, when the Manhattan DA, Cyrus Vance, gets a hold of these tax returns, and they start flipping through those, there's going to be a total meltdown of the president. And maybe, you know, because there's no way he's going to get reelected once they see all of the things that he's done. There's no way he's going to get reelected. You know, people who he borrowed money from, who he owes, he's not as rich as he says he is, dealings with Russia, you know, all the stuff that he got away with because they didn't have access to the tax returns are going to come out. Now what happened was the Congress is still, Congress, even though they subpoenaed his tax returns, they're still not going to get them. The Congress is not going to get them. But the Manhattan DA is going to get them. Now, Trump is going to, you know, he's probably going to flat out outright refuse to, he's going to flat out outright refuse to give the papers up. That's what's going to happen in the end. He's just going to refuse. Because he has to give those papers up before the election, even the people who stand behind Trump, even the people who came to those rallies in Tulsa, you know, the people who went to Jacksonville, the people who went to the Mount Rushmore just the other day, all of those people, Trump's base is going to disintegrate once these people, the people who stick by him, the people who have stuck by him no matter what, once they see what he has done, it's going to be the total meltdown. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what's in those tax returns. I know a lot of y'all like, you know, whatever, but I'm definitely waiting to see what's in those tax returns. Okay, everybody, it's about 9 minutes left to the program. You are listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, The Ron Kelly Show. .com. Shout out to everybody who watched the program last week. I'm just overwhelmed with 2,000 people who checked out The Ron Kelly Show last week. It was unbelievable. Now, they didn't all watch it live now. A lot of the people watched the, I'll get back to that in a second. Kay Doing Julio says he was an activist. His name is Booker. An activist by the name of Booker, you know what? I did read that. I wonder if they got any video on that. An Indiana black man who says he was a victim of an attempted lynching by a white group. Now, there is some video on that. There is some video. There is some video on this situation here. Indian authorities said Monday they are investigating a reported racist attack on a Bloomington black man who said a group of white men pinned him to a tree, beat him, and threatened to get a noose after accusing him and a friend of trespassing on private property on the 4th of July. Now, Vaux Booker, who is a member of the Monroe County Human Rights Commission, shared partial video footage of the incident near Bloomington, Indiana, in a viral post on Facebook on Sunday. Now, the footage shows a man, apparently Booker, on all fours at the base of the tree, held down by a white man. Others off-camera yell, "Stop, let him go." Now, Booker said in the post that he suffered a mild concussion and bruises, had patches of his hair pulled out, and had been called choice slurs, you know, N-word, whatever during the beating. It was supposed to. Now, they never put a noose around his neck. Now, let's make that abundantly clear. They never did get to put a noose around his neck, but he is saying that it was a attempted hanging. Now, no arrests were made at the scene, but the agency said it's continuing to review the evidence and conduct interviews. It won't be releasing any additional information for now. So the guy. See, all of these things shouldn't be as no surprise to nobody. You see, because there are white people, not all, because a lot of white people watch the Ron Kelly show. There are white people who are scared to death about what's going on right now. There are white people who don't want black people to advance. They don't want black people to be treated as everybody else. There are white people who believe deep down in their hearts that black people are not really Americans and that we don't deserve to be treated as human beings. There are a lot of white folks who feel that, and they are dead set against what's happening now. And I'm sure they're out in the militias are out in the woods somewhere training for the day when they feel like they're going to have to, you know, confront black folks. There's a lot of people who feel like there's going to be a race war between blacks and whites, not blacks and Hispanics, not blacks and, you know, it's going to be between blacks and whites. There are a lot of people out there who feel that this is going to happen, and they're out training the doomsday preppers, people who live out in the woods, and they feel like there's going to be a meltdown of society. So they're out in the woods and they have ways to eat and, you know, ways to produce electricity and get fresh water and et cetera, et cetera. They're stocking up their food because they believe that there's going to be a race war at some point and society is going to melt down. There are people who feel that way. And you know what? That's not beyond the realm of possibility. That's something that could, that's something that could happen. That's something that could happen. There could be a race war. I mean, the probability, I believe, is low, but there is a possibility that there could be a race war one day where black people and white people will go at it and get it in, because there are a lot of white people who are. There's a lady around the corner from me in front of, you know, I believe it was in the news, the lady who had an issue with a black couple who both turned out to be lawyers, by the way. She had an issue with them building a patio in their backyard. Then you got the Karens. I wonder how the Karens feel about, who are not racist, feel about their name being used to describe a racist person. But you got the Karens and you got these videos, you know, you have racist nonsense on YouTube and on Twitter and Facebook, that I think that we're doing them a favor by reposting. And I've said this many times that we shouldn't be reposting racist stuff, because all we're doing is helping them forward their racist agenda. And we shouldn't be reposting these things. We shouldn't be posting black folks fighting each other. We shouldn't be posting that. We post it, we chuckle and laugh, wait for the girls to pull off their tops or whatever the case may be. And everybody gets a kick out of watching black folks beat the crap out of each other. So, and you know, if you notice on my page, on my radio show page, you're not going to see any of that stuff. You're not going to see women pulling their hair out and fighting black women. You're not going to see reposting of racist nonsense, because that's going to be with us forever. You know, no matter what Black Lives Matter does, there always are going to be racists in the United States of America. That's always going to be. Whether Trump gets reelected or not, whether Biden comes in, whether Mother Teresa becomes president, there's always going to be white people who don't want to see, who believe that white people, that black folks are not humans, that we're not citizens, that we're not a part of, we don't belong in the United States of America. There are a lot of white people who believe that. So these things are going to continue to take place. It's going to be racist. Like what you might see at the Walmart, where a white person goes ape crap on a black person, where, you know, they try to chase a black person out of the park. They can't have a barbecue here. That stuff's going to happen forever. You know, that's never going to change. So I don't think there's any point of reposting racist white nonsense. But everybody does it. You know, everybody does, except for me. I don't do it. And I don't think that anybody else should do it. But I don't control Facebook, so I can't tell anybody what to post, what not to post. All right, thank you for telling me that. It's about 90 seconds left of the program, everybody. So I'm going to escape this heat and try to find a cool spot to chill out anyway. It's almost 8 o'clock, so everybody I'm going to do a show from outside. I'm going to set up a show, and I'm going to do a show right in downtown Montclair. I'm going to do a show. Maybe I'll do it from one of the stores down there. I'm going to do a show right in outside downtown Montclair. All right, everybody, just a minute left. Everybody, take care of yourself. Be well. Remember, wash those hands. Wear that mask. Sports are coming back, so you'll be able to watch a little something on TV so you can get a little semblance of normal life. Anyway, everybody, wash those hands. Use that hand sanitizer. Stay away from people, whatever they tell us to do. And if you do all of that, we'll be back. We'll all be back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. And for the short people that I probably crapped on, be nice to somebody short, because you never know when somebody short might have to be nice to you. And I'm done.